Until the accidental detection of this background microwave noise, there was an ongoing debate between two powerful schools in modern cosmology. Some preferred to understand the expansion of the universe as a steady-state theory, meaning that the universe is expanding at a steady rate, with the constant laws of physics applying at all times. On the other side were those who saw evolution in terms of a cosmic explosion. I am told that the proponents of the steady-state model included some of the greatest minds of modern cosmology, such as Fred Hoyle. In fact, at one point within living memory, this theory was the mainstream scientific view of the origin of our universe. Today, it seems, most cosmologists are convinced that the background microwave noise conclusively demonstrates the validity of the Big Bang hypothesis. This is a wonderful example of how in science, in the final analysis, it is empirical evidence that represents the last court of justice. At least in principle, this is true also in Buddhist thought, where it is said that to defy the authority of empirical evidence is to disqualify oneself as someone worthy of critical engagement in a dialogue. In Tibet, there were complex myths of creation that originated in the pre-Buddhist religion of Bon. The central theme in these myths is the bringing of order out of chaos, light out of darkness, day out of night, existence out of nothingness. These acts are affected by a transcendent being who creates everything out of pure potentiality. Another set of myths portrays the universe as a living organism born from a cosmic egg. In the rich spiritual and philosophical traditions of ancient India, numerous conflicting cosmological views were developed. These included such diverse formulations as the early Samkhya theory of primordial materiality, which describes the origins of the cosmos and life within it as an expression of an underlying absolute substratum, Vaisheshika atomism, which substituted a plurality of indivisible atoms as the basic units of reality for a single underlying substratum, the various theories of the gods Brahman or Ishvara as the source of divine creation, and the radical materialist Charvaka school's theory of the evolution of the universe through a purposeless random development of matter, with all mental processes viewed as derivative of complex configurations of material phenomena. This last position is not dissimilar to scientific materialism's belief that mind is reducible to neurological and biochemical reality, and these in turn to facts of physics. Buddhism, by contrast, explains the evolution of the cosmos in terms of the principle of dependent origination, in that the origin and existence of everything has to be understood in terms of the complex network of interconnected causes and conditions. This applies to consciousness as well as matter.